Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Retailers in Michigan seem to be holding their ground as the state continues to work its way out of its economic doldrums. To get the latest on how business is going, I'm joined by Jim Hallin. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Retailers Association. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Now, your latest Michigan Retail Index survey finding that there's a mix of results, slightly more retailers seeing a sales increase in June as compared to a year ago. Is there a sense that the retail environment is fairly stable at this point?
Yeah, it's certainly come a long ways from the last couple of years. Our numbers have been moving up very nicely. It looked like we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. In the last 3 months, we've kind of leveled off. We've hit a little bit of a sticky patch. Maybe it's the weather, the hot weather. Maybe it's the rain. Maybe it's fluctuating gasoline prices. But the last 3 months have been pretty steady, which is good. They're not dipping, but they're not going up as they were ramping up before.
When you look at all the sectors, which retailers appear to be doing better than others?
Well, you know, that is a great question, and it's really across the board. It's really the retailer that's found the niche, that knows how to use or promote their merchandise, know their customers, provide good customer service. Those retailers, regardless of what their product selection is, seem to do the best. I think what we're seeing right now is that there are some national factors that are affecting a little bit of consumer behavior, and that's fluctuating gasoline, which certainly goes to consumer discretion spending, mm-hmm. and then what's going on at the national level. But against all that, it's really that unemployment level, which was dropping in Michigan, but now it's really leveled off at about the 10.3 percentage level.
When I think of the retailers I have to choose from when I go shopping, it seems that the majority of them are national chains. What percentage of retailers are still Michigan-based companies?
Well, I can't give you the exact percentage, but I can say this. The consumer today has so many wide variety of selections, whether it's a large discounter, whether it's the Main Street retailer, whether it's an online retailer. We're very fortunate to have such a wide selection of goods, a wide selection of customers that can look to find goods. We're very fortunate, and every customer has their own buying pattern. Some like large big box stores, other like the Main Street retailers, some like the online retailers. So it's across mm-hmm. the board.
You know, I remember the day when if I wanted to buy something, I'd check out several stores in my area and eventually just decide on the best option. Now with the internet, I can ultimately find exactly what I want if I can't find it locally. How much of an impact has that option made on brick-and-mortar retailers in Michigan?
Well, one thing we know is constant, and that's change. And retail is constantly changing. The very good retailers, of course, have a presence both in brick-and-mortar and a website and online presence. So they're trying to capture or attract the customer on all venues. And most retailers today really have that mix. There are a number of customers that like the ambiance of shopping. They like to walk through the stores. They like the touch and feel the goods. That part will never go away. There's another category of retailers customers that likes the high tech feel. So, customers have every avenue, and we're very fortunate to mm-hmm. offer that.
Obviously, a huge factor when you're going shopping is price. And I can say that I'm one of those people that I've been to retail stores, I've seen items that are I'd consider fairly expensive, and I know in the back of my mind that if I go home and look online, I'll likely find a much better deal there rather than purchasing that item in the store. How is that affecting a retail business, the fact that there are actually better and cheaper deals available online?
Well, it's all how you define what value is. Value is not always the lowest price. Value is whether or not you can get a reasonable price, whether or not the product can be serviced if it has a tweak or a little defection. It's that customer service. It's the after sale. So all that goes into value, and price is one of those components. Certainly there are some people that just will always drive to the lowest price, but my observation over the years is that most consumers are looking for value, and price is just one of those components. They're looking for product selection, they're looking for customer service, and price is part of that.
And what about the proliferation of dollar stores and Walmart? Isn't that indicative of price being kind of an overwhelming factor for buyers?
Well, I think certainly there is. They have found a niche. You know, there are high-line retailers that have done very well, and there are discount and price-driven retailers that do very well, and there are Main Street retailers, and there are big box retailers. So the retailer has to figure out what niche, what customer base they're looking for, and then market and provide good value and customer service. Those are the retailers that do very well.
I'm talking to Jim Hallin. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Retailers Association. Jim, can you give me a historical perspective? Let's say in the past 10 years, how much of a decline have we seen in the retail business in the state?
Well, I think it follows the demographics of the state. You know, if you look at the last 10 years, the national census shows that Michigan was the only state that lost population. And retail will follow population. So as the population shrinks, retail, of course, will also compress. Now, we've had the added factor of high unemployment, which makes it very difficult. It's no surprise to anybody that Michigan has been through a very, very rough patch the last decade. I think we're coming out of it. We're starting to see new businesses opening up. Certainly, we have a long way to go, but I think we hit bottom a couple of years ago, and we're inching our way back. So we've got to be optimistic. We have to be positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, optimism is always good. This big tax cut, this billion-dollar tax cut we've seen in this new budget, is that going to have a fairly significant impact on most retailers in the state?
Yeah, it's good for retail. We've been absolutely supportive of the governor's tax package. It's adjusting. You know, again, you have a smaller population base, so everything has to ratchet and adjust to that. And what we're hearing is that the new tax package based on profitability is good for business, not just retail, but just good for business.
I wonder, with your understanding of the retail business, when you see a Michigan-based chain like Borders Bookstore going down, what do you view as some of the key reasons why they were not able to survive?
Well, as I indicated, change is constant. I think there are a couple of factors, and I don't know all of those that went into the situation, but I can point to one that is very significant. An online retailer that is purely an internet site that does not have a physical presence or nexus in the state does not have to collect sales tax. So that automatically gives that internet retailer is 6% price advantage. Mm-hmm. Now, a customer still is supposed to pay use tax on that purchase, but in reality, they don't. So one of our initiatives is to try to close that gap so that there's parity, so that Main Street retail can compete equally with e-commerce retailers. Yeah, a sale is a sale. It shouldn't matter whether it's a pure internet sale or whether it's a brick-and-mortar sale. It should be across the board.
Finally, when we look at the retail year, I know that the holiday season is a key point. Give me a sense of what sales are like through the summer as compared to that very key point right there before the Christmas holiday.
Sure. Well, the Christmas holiday season dwarfs everything, but the second largest selling season is really back to school, and that's what we're entering into right now. It's already started. That hits clothing, that hits electronic, it hits books. That is by far the second category of retail sales throughout the year.
Between back to school and Christmas, what percentage of the annual sales does that cover?
Well, it really, there's not an easy answer to that, but typically, if you were to aggregate all retail together, the holiday sales, the Christmas holiday sales, can generate up to 50% of overall revenue for a retailer, and then back to school is about 20%. And then earlier in spring, of course, you have high school graduations and Mother's Day and Father's Day and Valentine's Day. So it is spread, but back to school is the second largest.
Jim Hallin, President and CEO of the Michigan Retailers Association. Thank you for joining me, Jim.
Thank you, and happy shopping.
Indeed. And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.